This edition of Steve Adubato Uncut, the podcast, has been made possible by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, Caldwell University, and Summit Health. We're now joined by Dr. Leon Smith, Jr., Director of Maternal Fetal Medicine in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at St. Barnabas Medical Center, part of the RWJ Barnabas Health System, and underwriter of our healthcare work. Good to see you, Leon.
Great to see you, Steve.
I only call Dr. Smith Leon. We go back a long way. We're going to be talking about COVID and issues that a whole range of people, particularly women, are concerned about. But before we do that, your dad, the great late Dr. Leon Smith, who helped so many, who was a trailblazer in the field of infectious disease, I interviewed him many times. He's a great friend, as you know. 12 years ago, he was on with us. What did he say?
He predicted a pandemic. He didn't have the specifics, but he said something big's on the horizon, and it's going to involve a virus that comes out of probably animals at the time and somewhere in a very poor part of the world. But he wasn't the only one saying this. Other people were saying, because of globalization and travel history and the sharing of animals and humans, that something big was going to eventually take place. Now, there were some other epidemics, but there was nothing like this before. But he basically said on your show, I see this in the future.
We always learn from Leon. By the way, Google, do a Wikipedia, Dr. Leon Smith. You'll see. Hey, this Leon Smith Jr., yeah, I've lost count, and you've heard it more than I have. There are so many friends of ours, even those who have gotten the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, are like, look, got a 13-year-old daughter. I'm worried that, particularly women, dispel for us, help us understand, Dr. Smith, the connection or the lack of connection between COVID, the vaccine, and women and young girls of potential childbearing age later. There's a question there, right?
Right. I think the theme of this show should be you need to get vaccinated because there's so many upsides to it. And when we do things in medicine, just as you were talking to your own money manager, it's all about risk versus benefit, right? Okay. I'm sure you've been on a plane within the last 3 years. It's a rocket. It's a rocket ship. It theoretically should be incredibly dangerous, but it isn't because of the people taking care of those planes and the technology. I think the same applies to this. If this virus weren't that bad, we wouldn't be talking right now. But this virus kills people, okay? And because it has an asymptomatic carrier state of about 65-70%, it was the perfect storm because a lot of people had it and didn't know it. Things like Ebola, for example, which is extremely lethal, those people got it and died. They didn't spread it like this. So you had an incredibly spreading virus that occasionally killed, and it was bad. We had three women in the ICU pregnant over at St. Barnabas here over the last 12 months or so. 28-week pregnancy had to be delivered in the ICU. She had a long course and lived. And that's to the credit of my partners and the other obstetricians and the pulmonologist and everybody taking care of her. Then over the Christmas holiday, I had a 36-week, there was a 36-week woman that tried to die on me several times, but she got through it. She delivered soon thereafter and is fine now. And there was a third woman that wasn't so lucky, whose baby lived, but she didn't. So, and I had this virus and almost died.
You had COVID, Leon.
And my wife, I got it from a patient, I'm sure. I was up at one of our satellites in Bergen County at the time, and there's no doubt I got it from a patient because four cafeteria workers were dead within days after that. So, and I got very sick. I have asthma, you know, I'm no spring chicken anymore. So these were risk factors. So I didn't, I, stayed out of the hospital because I knew there was an 88% chance if you went on the ventilator at that time, you wouldn't come off. So I was doing everything I could to stay out of the hospital because there's a learning curve to this. They didn't know a lot about it.
But now on July 12th, as we do this taping, Dr. Smith, for those women and those men involved in women's lives who are pushing, no, you don't need the vaccine, plus it's dangerous, it could prevent you from having a healthy child down the road or even getting pregnant, help us. Is there a direct correlation?
Okay. So first of all, there's no link to infertility at all. Let's start with the infertility issue. None. Zero. The only thing they've seen, ironically, is if men get the virus, not the vaccine,
right,
they have lower sperm count. So that's even more argument to get the vaccine. Okay? So women aren't more infertility based on this.
Right.
And men, if they get the virus, the wild strain virus, they can have lower sperm counts.
But the other issue that you've raised, Leon, and I want to get this out there, is that there's this disparity that continues to exist in Black and brown communities, racial disparities in terms of who's being affected by COVID and the resistance to the vaccine. Talk about it, please.
Sure. There's no doubt there's racial disparities and socioeconomic disparities we see all the time in medicine, and it played out during this pandemic. The other thing is, we haven't been always the best at being trustworthy as a medical community to those folks. And so there's a little bit of distrust there that I totally get. So I think that we have to overcome that. And the best way to overcome that is not you and me on the air telling them what to do. It's having a neighbor, a niece, a friend get the vaccine and said, this was no problem. It's word of mouth that really counts in this game.
By the way, Leon's brother, Stephen Smith, who is an infectious disease specialist, has been in the trenches as well on this. And by the way, do this for us, Leon. Your dad had such a great impact. The other, your siblings, there is another physician named Smith in the family, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Well, my sister goes by her married name, which is Michelle Blackwood. She's head of all the breast services. She's a breast surgeon for Robert Wood Johnson, St. Barnabas Healthcare. And then there's Annie, who is a radiologist married to Thad Dennehy, a GYN oncologist. And then my brother, who's a banker, well, we call him the black sheep, but he's not. He's a phenomenal banker. He's one of the top people in the world in his specialty.
And by the way, let me be clear that Dr. Smith has been so helpful, this Dr. Smith, in so many ways to our family and some difficult situations. Hey, Leon, I know we only scratched the surface. You provided important, valuable, substantive. And by the way, before I let you go, is there any place for politics in this discussion about who you voted for, who you like, who you don't like, and a discussion about vaccine?
I want to go back to the fact that this vaccine is safe during pregnancy. It doesn't go systemic, does not go to the baby. It's a messenger RNA that creates a protein that goes nowhere in terms of the body. It's safe for breastfeeding. It's safe for women. You don't have to delay to the third trimester. The only thing I say to women is because they fear the first trimester when the organs are forming in the fetus. If they don't want the vaccine, then I kind of back off in that situation. And in terms of politics, you're absolutely right. This should never have entered the world of politics at all. But on both sides of the aisle, there's a little bit of guilt, obviously more in this situation on the Republican side, who were in office at the time. But I'm telling you, there is this, unfortunately, they're both lining up on either side, and that's silly. In Mississippi alone, I think it's only 20 or 30% of the people are vaccinated, and it's not all access to care. There's certain regions in the country that are kind of anti-vax, and that's silly.
And there are regions in New Jersey that are anti-vax.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be pockets everywhere. Yeah. And it sometimes it's just people having this lack of control. As technology gets more and more away from us,
right,
we fear it more because we don't understand it. And we need to, in this situation, trust the people who actually do it.
And Leon, I'm sorry for cutting you off. There's a time issue. You have cut through a lot of this, provided valuable, substantive, peer-reviewed information. And I can't thank you enough, Dr. Leon Smith, Jr. All the best, Leon, to you and your family.
Thanks, big guy.
I'm Steve Adubato. Stay with us. We'll be right back.